From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba. Speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square, Pope Francis warned Cubans on the dangers of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually by 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin.
Last year, I think we were at 70,000. We are now going to go up to 85,000 with at least, and I underscore the at least, it is not a ceiling, it's a floor of 10,000 over the next year from Syria specifically, even as we also receive more refugees from other areas.
Earlier Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary in the past 24 hours. Greece's new Democracy Party leader has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. Mr. Tsipras thanked his supporters for the victory. The partial results show Syriza Party winning 144 seats in the 300-member parliament. Violence has erupted at a hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military government stormed the hotel in Ouagadougou Sunday morning and briefly fought with opponents of the coup. This is VOA News.